Welcome to the IELTS Language Lab, brought to you by Peter Travis from IELTSspeaking.co.uk. In this episode, we're going to listen to another Peter from Germany, who tried one of the Part 2 practice tests we've published on the IELTS Speaking website. The task was Speaking Practice 5. Describe a restaurant that you like to use. You should say where this restaurant is, what kind of food it serves, how often you go there, and say why you like eating there so much. Comprehension. The first time you listen, decide if Peter answers all parts of the question.
Okay, a restaurant where I really enjoy very much eating is a salad bar, which is located in Karlsruhe, that is in Germany for all the other people listening to this. And I really enjoy going there because they offer a variety of vegetables with a lot of different dressings. So for example, you can easily, choose from the very fundamental stuff like tomatoes, cucumbers, or all those different types of salads. But they also sometimes offer chicken and turkey and salmon. And this overall makes it really, really a great experience to eat there, because it goes hand in hand with my healthy way of living. So for me, it is important to not always eat meat, to not eat meat every day, and try and dare and. Because it's, on the one hand, it's not good for your health, but on the other hand, it's also not good for the environment. And therefore, I really try to eat there at this salad bar once in a month to contribute to a kind of a bit better world. But yes, overall, I only eat there once in a month because it is quite expensive, since you always have to pay for 100 grams of each type of thing you choose. And this, however, if you crunch the numbers in the end, reveals that the actual price for a decent weight of food is quite expensive.
Assessment. Peter responded to the task well and gave a full answer. Now listen a second time. How well do you think Peter did using the IELTS assessment criteria? Focus on one of the following criteria as you listen: grammatical range and accuracy, lexical resource or vocabulary, fluency and coherence, and pronunciation.
Okay, a restaurant where I really enjoy very much eating is a salad bar, which is located in Karlsruhe, that is in Germany for all the other people listening to this. And I really enjoy going there because they offer a variety of vegetables with a lot of different dressings. So for example, you can easily, choose from the very fundamental stuff like tomatoes, cucumbers, or all those different types of salads. But they also sometimes offer chicken and turkey and salmon. And this overall makes it really, really a great experience to eat there, because it goes hand in hand with my healthy way of living. So for me, it is important to not always eat meat, to not eat meat every day, and try and dare, and because it's on the one hand it's not good for your health, but on the other hand, it's also not good for the environment. And therefore, I really try to eat there at this salad bar once in a month to also contribute my to contribute to a kind of a bit better world. But yes, overall I only eat there once in a month because it is quite expensive, since you always have to pay for 100 grams of each type of thing you choose. And this, however, if you know, you crunch the numbers in the end, reveals that the actual price for a decent weight of food is quite expensive.
Feedback: grammatical range and accuracy. Peter's use of English was very good, and throughout the talk his statements were well formed. There was excellent use of cohesive devices to help us follow his talk. Words and expressions such as "for example" and "like" were used to give examples. "Because" and "since" were used to give reasons. And "on the one hand" and "on the other hand" were really helpful in signposting different issues. Look through the transcript again to see how these words and expressions were used. Can you find any more? Lexical resource. Peter showed he had a good range of topic vocabulary and used a couple of very good set expressions, such as "to go hand in hand with" and "to crunch the numbers." There were no serious errors at all. It would probably be more natural to say "basic" rather than "fundamental" when referring to food. Although Peter was referring to weight when explaining the cost of food in the bar, we would normally talk about an amount of food. Fluency and coherence. There were some pauses at certain stages of Peter's talk. However, judging by his use of advanced vocabulary, these pauses don't appear to be due to difficulties with English. They're perhaps more likely the result of the context in which he was speaking, namely to a computer screen without any speaking partner. Nevertheless, Peter could try reducing the frequency of any pauses to gain the highest grade possible in fluency. Pronunciation. In general, Peter's pronunciation was clear and listeners should have little trouble understanding him. There were a couple of individual words that were pronounced incorrectly or with unnatural word stress. Vegetables is pronounced with three syllables, with the first one stressed. Vegetables. The first syllable is also stressed in the word cucumber. And the correct pronunciation is turkey. That's the end of this lesson. If you're preparing for the IELTS speaking exam, sign up now for the IELTS speaking advanced course. You'll listen to advanced level speakers attempting IELTS style practice tests, and we'll look at the kind of errors that tend to occur at this level. We also offer grammar lessons for many of these problem areas, plus exercises to help you master them. You'll learn strategies to help you showcase your English, and vocabulary and functional language exercises will give you the tools you'll need to impress the examiner on the big day. Find out more about the online course on the IELTS Speaking website. That's IELTSSpeaking.co.uk.